Harper Audio presents The Pope's Last Crusade, How an American Jesuit Helped Pope Pius XI's Campaign to Stop Hitler, by Peter Eisner, read by Rick Adamson. It is, on the whole, more convenient to keep history and theology apart. H.G. Wells, A Short History of the World. Prologue. A Settling of Accounts. New York City, May 20th, 1963. The Reverend John Lafarge was fully aware of his place and moment in life. He had dedicated himself to kindness and goodness, to peace and principles. Now in his final years, at age 83, he recognized that his life was coming full circle. If by chance death comes suddenly and unannounced, and who can be sure that it won't, he had said, it will come as a friend. Our own terminal amen will ring true as the response to the Creator's primal amen, which sent us into this world. He had accomplished a great deal, though there was still a lot left to do. High among the priorities these days was his support for Martin Luther King's upcoming march on Washington. Lafarge had spoken out strongly and frequently about civil rights as fundamental to the promise of America. He was frequently in touch with King and others planning the march, especially his longtime friend Roy Wilkins, the executive director of the NAACP. For half a century, Lafarge had been one of the Catholic Church's clearest voices calling for racial justice. Lafarge had been a young Jesuit priest, working, praying, and living with poor blacks in rural Maryland, and defended their chance to obtain equal education and equal rights. He marveled at their resilience. They were